Amen. Touch Brother Carrick this morning. Touch him.
Oh, amen. Everything Brother Tyler says.
Yes, sir.
Because I tell you right now, we don't weep enough.
No.
For our families.
No, we don't, Carrick.
I feel so unworthy and undeserving to be up here. But you know what? That's what I want to do.
That's right, brother.
Because I'm not worthy apart from Jesus Christ today. But you know, brother. You know something I told me and Brother Titus talked about, me and Brother James talked about, the closer I get to the Lord,
the right.
Real life won't left me.
Oh, right. Yeah. See how sorry we are, buddy.
Yeah. And I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Boy, he shows you what you are. You'll never be saved until God shows you what you are.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, you got to realize that you're a sinner, that you're lost, that you're on your way to hell.
Man.
And without him, you can't make it today.
Yes. You're right.
Do you remember when you were drowning in a sea of sin? Going down for the last time when you called on his name.
Yes.
He reached out his nail-pierced hand and lifted you up. So remember where you were back then and thank him for where you are.
Yeah.
Oh, let's give God the glory.
Amen.
For what he's done in your heart.
Yeah, amen.
He brought you from sin and strife. And he gave you a new start.
Amen.
He took your broken life and made you complete. So take all those crowns of glory.
Uh-huh.
Lay them at the Master's feet.
Amen.
Do you remember when,
amen,
with all your heart you wanted to serve him,
mm-hmm,
but you didn't think,
amen,
Jesus, hey, could ever use someone like you?
He can do it though,
oh,
man.
But look how he's used your life.
Amen.
Since he brought you out.
So
remember where you were back then.
Amen.
Thank him for where you are now.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Oh, let's give God the glory.
Amen.
For what he's done in your heart. He brought you fancy and strife. And he gave you
brand new star.
A new star.
Thank
he
you.
Took your broken life and made you complete. So take all those crowns of glory.
Yeah.
Lay them at the Master's
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, that's what I want to have when I get there. I won't be able to lay them for the camera.
Amen.
At the Master's feet.
That's a good word right there, girl.
For what he's done in my life.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I tell you.
Yeah.
I could be in prison. In jail. I could be
right.
A little drunk or crazy.
Right.
If that be what God does me.
Amen.
And you know what? I could be on the north side of hell. And should be, probably. I praise God. But it ain't me for the grace and mercy of God today. I know where I'd be today.
Yes.
I know where I'd be. But I'm thankful, praise God, that God came my way. That he left the 99 that needed no repentance. And came, praise God, to the head of our fort. Praise God, he come and brought me out and saved my soul. Set my feet on the rock. Praise God, put a new song in my heart. Praise God, that I can stand up here today and tell you, praise God, he's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Amen.
Best thing.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Sir,
y'all
thank
pray
you,
for me. I've got a thought in my heart, and it's going to take the Lord to
yes.
Put it together. You know, I won't tell this. I struggled for a while, about the last 2 or 3 months. Just getting something from God, Brother Ken. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Tough,
man. And I thought about just putting my card and my paper and just break down come to heaven.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm serious with you. Yeah. That crossed my mind many times.
Yeah.
I'm like, Lord, I can't quit.
Yeah.
I can't quit.
Right.
God, I got to have you to help me. I've got to have you to help me.
Yeah.
But you know what? I came here Sunday, last Sunday, and I can't remember if it was in Sunday school or church. Mother Candy said something that helped me. See, I was trying to go all over the Bible, trying to go through here and through there. Brother Cam told me, he said, just last Sunday, I know a lot of you remember him saying it. He said, just get your scripture.
Right.
Keep meditating upon that all day long.
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, Monday morning I got up. And I began to think. Where old Hilkiah said, we have found the book.
Found the book? Amen.
Have found the book. I meditate upon that. And if you've been to head of Miller Creek, Beth Creek last Monday, praise God, about, praise right 12 o'clock today, praise God, you thought I was having church, all by myself, praise God, Tuesday morning I got up, and got me a verse and began to do that, and I'm like, Lord, praise God, that's why, it's important, for us to be in Sunday school, and be in church, praise God, the preacher, may say something, God may give him something, to say to you, that will help you, through your day, through your next day, and next day, praise God, if you will just find the Lord and get in His house today.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, boy, I tell you what, go with me to Genesis. Praise God. Chapter 30, 32 and 24. Then I'm going to Hebrews. I got one verse in Hebrews I want to read. I'll read this. Bible says, and Jacob was left alone. 24. Of chapter 32 of Genesis. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was Aljorn, as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thine name? And he said, Jacob. And he said,
no more, buddy.
And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel, Peniel, for I have seen God face to face. Praise God. And he and my life is preserved. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 11.
Yeah.
Verse 21. Bible says, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, praise God, blessed, we dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worship, leaning upon his staff. Praise God. Boy, I don't know how I'm going to leave here. I don't know how. Praise God. What makes I take him on my life before I leave here. Praise God. But I want to preach on this thought. Praise God, leaping across the finish line. Praise God. You see old Jacob here. He's been, I done a little study, and I'm not real sure, but he's been about 50 years. He's about 97-year-old when God touched him back there. Praise God. At Peniel. Praise God. I'm going to tell you right now. Praise God. It's been 50 years. Praise God or so. And he's still walking with God. Praise God. And boy, he's got a limp. Praise God. But I'm telling you right now. I've done a limp with God. Praise God. And go through this world. Praise God.
Amen, Gary. Amen.
But you know something? I got to thinking about Jacob here. And you know what happened? He prayed God. He's the man that stayed at Bethel when he left his daddy's house. He made a vow to God. He said, God, if you bring me back, I'll worship you. Praise God, I'll live for you. Praise God. But you know what he done? He not only did he make a vow, he seen a vision. He seen an angel. Praise God, a ladder stretching from the earth to the heaven. Angels ascending that, and he seen the
Amen. Amen.
You know what he said? Surely, this is the house of God. Surely, God's in this place. Boy, I tell you right now, he got up out of that place, and he went down to Paran, and he stayed down there for 20 years.
Sure did, brother.
I can find no place where he built an altar. I can find no place where he prayed. Can you? Until, praise God, he's getting ready to go back and face his brother because his brother had threatened his life. And praise God, then he began to pray.
That's right, brother.
And after that prayer, praise God, he met God. And you know what he was? He was all alone.
Amen.
He was all alone. Praise God, I'll tell you right now, you need to get along somewhere and praise God and get to talking to God. And praise God, if you ain't right with God today, just get along somewhere and say, Lord, I'm sick of this life. I'm tired of living. Praise God, with no joy, no victory in my life. Praise God, and God will help you with that today.
Amen. Sure will, son.
But after Jacob got saved, but I'm telling you right now, he was down there, you know what he's after? He was after prosperity. Praise God. Do you think God couldn't bless him back down there? He said God could give him everything he had if he'd been right down there where he needed to be.
Amen.
Amen. Good, brother.
He was looking for, praise God, for prosperity. Praise God, listen to me. Praise God, he got down there and he married four women. Praise God, they had children.
Amen.
Lord God. And God didn't pay for that head.
Not a short day.
But I'm going to tell you something right now. After he got saved, it really hit the fan. You think because you get saved that you're not going to go through trials and heartaches. Boy, you're dead wrong. He went down to Shechem when he should have went down to Bethel. Praise God, he got down there. You know why he went to Shechem first? Because they had plenty of grass, plenty of water. What he'd have, herds.
He still
didn't go where God wanted him to. Amen. Ain't that the way we are in our Christian life? A lot of times God saves us and we won't get in the place that can help us the most.
Sure did, brother.
Bless you, brother. That's good.
He gets back down there to check him. You know what happens? His daughter gets raped. Don't you? Two of her sons goes out and kills. Praise God, every man in a little town there.
Yeah. Costly mistake down there.
Amen.
He feared for his life, didn't he?
Sure did.
Yeah.
But God had mercy on him. You know what? Praise God. God will have mercy on you too. He'll help us through our mistakes. Praise God, he'll forgive us. And praise God, he'll watch over us. He'll take care of us. But listen to me. Praise God, God had come to Jacob. And he said, Jacob, get back down to Bethel.
Amen. You're right.
He said, but first before you go, you're going to have to clean some things up.
That's right, buddy.
Wash your clothes. Praise God, you tell all the people wash their clothes, anoint their head, praise God, and bury some things before you get back down.
Sure
Amen.
Did. Sure did. Sure did.
You know what happened to him? Praise God, he buried his wife side of the road, didn't he?
Sure did.
The one that he loved the most.
Yeah, that's true.
Rachel. Thing over and over and over again. Praise God. Things began to happen to Joseph. Praise God. I mean to Jacob. After he got saved. But I love the fact that he's still standing right here after 50 years. After all the heartache. After all the pain and trouble. And praise God, he had faith. And he's still leaning on his staff. And he's still walking with God. And he's still worshiping with God.
Amen. That's where it's at, buddy. You're right.
I'm going to tell you something. I begin to think of these people, like Brother Woody, would give everything in the world if he could be here today.
Sure would, Gary. He sure would. Sure
we don't know how we're going to leave here.
No, we don't.
By the time you're willing and able, you ought to Praise God, fulfill your obligation to God and to the church. Praise God, and for yourself. Praise God, you need to be in God's house as often as you can. Because there may come a time, pray God, you may not be able to get into God's house. You may, pray God, beg God to heal you, to help you. Pray God, and pray God, God won't. I don't believe that on Woody now. Don't get me wrong here. But we never know. Pray God, but it takes helping. Pray God, more than anything in this world. I've got to make it. I've got to see my name inscribed in the Lamb's Book of Life. Boy, I got to pray God. I want to see Jesus for myself and not another. Pray God. And boy, you know what? By grace and faith, I can. Pray God. I'm on my way. Pray God. I don't care how I get there. Pray God. They pray God. But I'm planning on getting her.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I began to think what Jesus said over in one time. Pray God, he said, you hear him say of old, pray God that thou shalt not commit adultery. He said, but I say unto you, pray God, a man that looks upon a woman, and pray God, he must have her that commit him in his own heart.
Amen.
That's
what he said.
Amen.
Yep.
Grace harder than the law.
Matthew 5.
Sure is.
He said, but I say unto you, pray God, listen to me. He said, if your right eye offend you, pluck it out and cast it for you from you. It is more profitable that pray God one of your members should purge than your whole body to cast into hell.
Amen.
What's the
Bible
say then?
That's what it says.
Pluck it out. He said, right hand, offend thee. Pray God, cut it off. Pray God, cast it from you. For it's more profitable. Pray God, for one of your men should perish, then your whole body be cast into hell. This ain't no joking matter. Pray God. Boy, Jesus didn't only say that one time. You come on in chapter 18. Pray God. The Satan said to come to him and said, who is the greatest in heaven? Pray God. He took a little child and set him on his knees. He said, if you become humble and converted this little child, you won't even see heaven. And that same cat, he began to say, he said, if thy hands, if thy eyes offend thee, pluck it out, pray God, and cast it from you. And twice in Matthew, he said that.
Amen.
You take, pray God, he said, if thy hands offend thee, cut them off, and cast it from you. If your feet, pray God, why, it's what you looking at. Pray God, it's come to you. Be away from God. You get rid of that stuff. Pray God.
Amen.
You have to put your eyes out. Pray God, Jesus said it would.
That's
it'd
right.
be better if you put your eyes out.
Pluck them
pray
out,
God, if you'd be cast in hell. Far. Pray God. Will there ever, forever separation from
Amen.
God?
Amen.
He said, that ain't my word.
That's what he said.
What you're looking at on Facebook, what you're throwing up on the internet, pray God is keeping you from God. You better get rid of that garbage.
Amen.
Slaying against the wall somewhere if you have to.
Yeah. Amen.
Pray God.
You're right. Amen.
Amen.
If what you're doing with your hands is keeping you from the love of God and keeping you from being in God's will today, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you, preacher.
See, Jacob was a strong man. He's strong-willed. And pray God. You know what God had to do? God had to pray God. He spoke. I believe he wrestled with God, sir, not an angel. I believe he wrestled with God. Because he said, bless me. Pray God. Ain't nobody can bless you. A lot of God can bless you.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you right now, at the end of his life, he was still wearing the mark. Pray God that happened that day. Pray God I can still, I'm still wearing the mark that Jesus does for me. Pray God on October 18, 1987, pray God when he came into my heart and life.
Amen.
It seems just like yesterday sometimes to me.
Praise the Lord.
Because when God does something,
He does it right. He does it good. He does it well. Thank God, it's eternal. When He does something.
That's right, brother. That's right.
That's right.
There ain't no end
and out.
Seals it.
He lasts longer than the first cross, praise God.
Amen. You can guarantee that.
That's true, brother. That's good.
In and out.
You get right.
You get right, you'll be in. We fight battles every day, every one of us do.
That's right.
We get up every morning, we fight battles.
Mm-hmm.
From the time we get up to the time we lay down.
Yes, man.
But you know who's going to win the battle? The one we feed the most.
That's right.
Hey.
That's right.
That's right. That's good.
If you're not feeding that inner man, and you all the time feed that outer man, guess who's going to win?
That's right.
The outer man.
That's right.
If you're constantly feeding that inner man, that outer man got a chance in hell. Praise God, affecting you.
No, he sure don't, brother.
That's right.
I don't know how I'm going to get in, Brother Jacob. If I have to limp across the finish line, I plan on finishing. Amen. Praise God, I'm telling you right now. You can too, if you want to. And if you're here lost and undone, praise God, without God, a day could be the day of salvation. If you're here backslid, it's home on God. Praise God, you don't have to leave that way. God ain't went nowhere. He's the same place. Praise God, He was.
That's right.
This ain't no joke of matter.
No. It's serious business.
Ain't something to laugh about, praise God.
Oh, it's serious business.
Jesus said it's better for a man to pluck his eyes out and cut his hand off or cut his feet off. Praise God. It's serious business. Praise God. I'm praying. Praise God. Hey, we got a lot of people that's playing church. Praise God. Just play around with God. And I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to end up in hell. Taking to hell. To outer darkness. Whether they be weeping and gnashing the teeth forever. Whether the Bible says the smoke of their torment will stand up forever.
Praise
God. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
They know it too, brother.
Amen.
They know it.
Cody Jordan said something the other day.
Yeah.
I love it.
Amen.
He said, you know what the problem is? Everybody wants to build a life. Praise God. Build a church around the life. Don't we see that all the time? Praise God. We need to build our life around the church. Praise God. Not the opposite. Amen. But I'm telling you right now, Cody Jordan, when he said that, praise God, it really affected me because it's so true. You look around our own community, that's what's happening.
Amen.
Amen.
Whatever's convenient for us.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm good as you all, all right? Yeah. I ain't preaching to you all. I'm preaching myself,
we're
too.
We're preaching to us.
We're guilty.
Yes.
If church is convenient for us, we'll be there. If it's not, praise God, we'll be somewhere else.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Where we are.
Yep.
Amen.
Truth, man.
I'm ashamed to tell you.
Yeah.
I used to miss church sometimes.
What?
You can't.
Well.
Sure did.
Well, yeah.
You think it's pleasing God?
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No.
I mean, church, go hunting for it. Think it's pleasing God?
Absolutely not.
See, I was trying to build a church in my life.
Yeah.
I still build my life in the church.
Can't do it.
Don't work, buddy.
Bless you, brother Gary.
Sure, I plan on making it.
Right.
More than anything in this world.
Amen.
Good buddy.
I want to make it.
Amen, Gary.
I want to hear you say, well done.
Mm-hmm.
My good and faithful servant.
Mm-hmm.
You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over me.
Yes.
Do I want to brew me a prayer? You said he got for me. I want to do whatever he wants me to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Gary.
Amen. He's in control.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody said, I just want to be a doorkeeper prayer. If God's got something bigger for a doorkeeper me, I'll be whatever He's going to do.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Whatever God's got for me, he'll be satisfying to me.
That's right, brother.
Whatever God's got for me.
Amen.
Perfect peace.
I don't care how we get across that. If we have to limp across that finish line.
Yeah.
Paul said, I fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I finished my course.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, there is a crown laid up for me,
not
and not only for me,
but for all those right. that love his appearing.
Right. Amen.
Are you looking for him? Are you looking for him today?
Amen.
He may come at any minute.
Amen.
You may be planning on doing something tomorrow. You may not get to do that.
That's right.
Because Amen. Jesus could come at any moment.
Amen.
I love you and so I'm done.
Amen. Amen.